This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. A Grant aviation pilot who works in Bethel tested positive for coronavirus on August 11th. The regional airline is going through its passenger list dating back to August 3rd to trace all contacts. Grant Aviation is working with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and the state to notify people who have been exposed. And it's unclear how many people were on those flights. Anyone who has been on a flight that is considered exposed should quarantine for 14 days. Grant says upon receiving the positive test result, they immediately began testing other employees. To date, no other employees have tested positive. Grant is deemed critical infrastructure and its employees are required to wear masks. Planes are disinfected after each flight. The news comes after YKHC announced the biggest spike in cases on Wednesday. 5 cases have been linked to previously reported cases. And Dr. Ellen Hodges of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says all 5 cases are linked to one travel case. And what they know so far does not indicate there is community spread of the coronavirus, but she does not rule it out.
So we don't consider this case right now community spread. We consider it an epi-linked cluster. However, I wish to caution everybody who's listening, that doesn't mean that we might not identify in the course of our investigation people who are not associated with this cluster, this epi-linked cluster, at which point in time I think we could probably confidently say we did have community spread. An individual is infected.
Community spread is when the infection is at large in the broader community and public health professionals can't trace it back to travel. Hodges emphasized that the best way to keep the highly infectious virus at bay is to keep your social circle small, wear a mask when out in public, keep your distance from other people, and wash hands and keep surfaces clean.
And all of us are very concerned that we could very soon have community spread. And that's why keeping your social circles small and wearing a mask whenever you're not with your immediate household is so important. I really just cannot stress that enough.
Hodges says residents of Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta need to reduce the number of people they come in contact with. She recommends limiting it to immediate family household members and avoiding large gatherings.
We really want to make sure that people understand that parties and getting together with people who are not in your household is a terrible idea right now. Our strong recommendation would be to just really limit your social circles.
Hodges also recommends that people take what appears to be a mild cold seriously because it could be COVID-19. She says people should stay at home if they feel ill and get tested, adding that they need to quarantine themselves to keep from spreading the disease. She also says that one test result may not be enough because it takes a while for the virus to reproduce and get to high enough numbers to show up in a test. In the meantime, the infection could unknowingly be spread to other people. Meanwhile, state health officials say they're predicting a decline in coronavirus infections in Alaska after a surge of cases last month. In a call with reporters yesterday, state epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says that the forecast is driven by a drop in large outbreaks and fewer new infections in the state's largest city.
So you can see that the case counts are really on the decline or have been on the decline in Anchorage. And so this is a real positive sign that things are improving right now in Anchorage and may well be an indication that the mandates that are in place in Anchorage are working. So that's really encouraging.
The municipality of Anchorage put new capacity restrictions in place at businesses in late July, then cracked down even further this month. It closed indoor dining at restaurants and bars and further limited the size of gatherings. The state reported Wednesday that COVID-19 cases in Alaska are now predicted to decline by half every 38 days. That's a sharp reversal from last week's prediction that cases would double every 3 weeks. But Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink cautions that COVID-19 cases will continue to fluctuate. And she says the future of the virus in the state will depend on how well Alaskans continue to practice social distancing, wearing face masks, and following other preventive measures.
You can see that our fate with COVID is not fixed. Our fate with COVID is directed by what we're all doing as individuals collectively together to minimize the spread of COVID.
The state reported 95 new coronavirus infections yesterday, with 30 of them tied to Anchorage. The number of Alaskans hospitalized with the virus hit a new high at 39. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for NewsUkden coming up.